Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, July 16, 2025, and we have a lineup of local and regional headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Local entrepreneur and beauty enthusiast opens Blow Blow Dry Bar in Austin, brings premier beauty service to community. Blow Blow Dry Bar, North America's original blow dry bar and blow dry bar franchise, recently opened its newest bar in the Goodnight Ranch community. Local resident Lori Vasquez Campagna is the entrepreneur behind Blow Blow Dry Bar Goodnight Ranch, offering a chic and welcoming space for locals to look and feel their best. With Goodnight Ranch emerging as a vibrant neighborhood, Vasquez Campagna hopes Blow Blow Dry Bar is one of many businesses to enter the area, making Goodnight Ranch a premier Austin destination. Blow Blow Dry Bar is on a mission to create a space where people of all ages, ethnicities, and orientations are welcomed, represented, and made to feel gorgeous, while emphasizing the need for self-care and wellness. Expertly trained blowers are available for consultation 7 days a week to meet the needs of all guests. For more information on Blow Blow Dry Bar and Goodnight Ranch, please visit the Blow Blow Dry Bar website or call 512-215-2683. Ladu Gardens honors the legacy of Leith Summington Griswold with named director role. Ladu Topiary Gardens is proud to announce the naming of its director of horticulture and facilities position in honor of Leith Summington Griswold, one of the garden's visionary founders. Leith's legacy has shaped Ladu into the destination it is today. She was a leader in conservation, philanthropy, and played a pivotal role in founding Ladu Topiary Gardens. Her influence is still felt today, with her family remaining deeply involved in supporting Ladu's mission. The current director of horticulture and facilities, Adrienne Getman, expressed her honor in holding a position that bears Leith Griswold's name. Ladu recently gathered to celebrate Leith's vision, generosity, and leadership. To learn more about Ladu Gardens and its rich history, visit ladugardens.com.
Pure Bear to open first Mountain View studio, led by local husband and wife team. Pure Bear, the largest bear workout brand in the United States, is set to open its first Mountain View location on July 17. The studio, owned by husband and wife team Sophia and John Lynn, will offer Pure Bear's challenging and proprietary berry technique. The Lynns, who met while earning their MBAs, have chosen to settle in Mountain View and bring this total body workout to the community. Pure Berry's popularity stems from its effective technique, high-energy atmosphere, and motivating music. The new studio will provide low-impact, high-intensity workouts designed to strengthen and tone muscles in just 45 to 50 minutes. For more information, visit the Pure Berry website or contact the studio directly.
First Downs and Fundamentals, Rock Hill Football Camp, empowers young athletes. The Community Partnership Foundation, in partnership with former Buffalo Bills safety Jonathan Meeks, hosted its second football CAMP at Rock Hill High School. The program, offered for free to sports enthusiasts aged 7 to 15, blended personal development with athletic training. Participants engaged in football drills, games, and activities, along with learning about mental health, financial literacy, and community involvement. The camp, led by Meeks and other former NFL athletes, emphasized creating meaningful experiences to inspire and empower youth. The Community Partnership Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization, aims to drive positive change in York County SC through equitable opportunities. To learn more, visit www.thecommunitypartnershipfoundation.org or follow them on Instagram.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.